Guys, check out my sweet new costume.
Oh, I love it.
What do you think?
I love the disco collar.
Thank you.
The chaps look uncomfortable.
They are.
It seems like there'd be some staining.
Yeah.
There is.
Is the cheese hat, like, for an actual purpose?
Well, I get hungry.
That's true.
But the nipple clamps?
Those are just, completely a sex thing.
All right. I thought so.
I feel like they could really complete the ensemble, you know?
Yeah, if I take a clamp off, it's going to look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look.
Okay, I get it.
I didn't even know they made Uggs with spurs. That's interesting.
Hang on, I just got to put the clamp back on. There we go.
I'm kind of glad you did.
I felt unbalanced.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I almost tipped over.
Yeah. Well, they're weighty clamps.
Where are your sex outfits? Is that that? Is that it?
Okay, welcome to the show. Cue the music.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Not to step on your toes. I know that Merc likes to say welcome to the show.
I do, because it's usually like we just keep chatting until I'm like, okay, welcome to the show.
Or one not. Of us has to say welcome to the show. Today was me.
Yay.
Bri. Hi, I'm Bri. You're Merc.
I'm Merc.
Sorry, I'm Kyle. I'm back from changing.
Thank this God. This is better.
You look way more comfy.
Well, just the towel.
You got like extra nipple clamps, though.
They hold the towel up onto my nipples. Otherwise, the towel would fall down. Like, watch, I'm going to take off a nipple clamp, and hello, you see everything.
They did, I saw it all.
Stop looking.
I won't.
Good.
I'd like to go home now. Oh, I am home.
This is your forever home.
I'd like to go to somebody else's home.
In the towel.
So, let's awkwardly segue to news.
News.
Current Zero News Flash.
All right, I'm all toweled off.
Here we go.
I've got my pouches on. I've got my... Let's check this first pouch. What's in there? It's some news. And I'll hand that news to you.
I don't want to touch this, but here we are.
Use gloves.
Yep.
Christian Bale.
What about Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, let me go.
Christian Bale, let me go.
You probably won't. He's pretty...
It's Christian Bale.
Love and Thunder is a... he's reportedly in talks to work with Marvel in the Thor Love and Thunder movie.
Loving that thunder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that thunder.
So that's going to be the whatever something happens to Chris Hemsworth Thor, and Natalie Portman Thor becomes Lady Thor, and there's a whole lot of Thor. Oh, I'm so Thor.
You will be.
I will be. That's November 5th, 2021, that is scheduled to come out. But since there's been this announcement that he's, like, whether it's rumor or whatever, a lot of people are talking about it. So it seems like more than just a one-off rumor kind of thing.
So what's he going to do?
What's he going to be? And immediately everyone's Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
I don't think... They're going to make Christian Bale a better, like a CGI character.
Better Ray Bale?
very good. It was the most amazing, like it went on Twitter and I just saw like Better Ray Bale was like the top trending thing. Yeah. I'm like, what the how? I was just stunned. Like, what are you talking about?
2020 rules.
Yeah, I know. Off to a great start.
What else is going on? Oh, no.
I hope it is. I mean, like... I want him to talk in like his more like natural, like he has that kind of that, like working class British accent. You know what I mean?
Or he's like the Welsh.
Yeah, so yeah. Well,
full on Welsh,
Welsh
accent. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want Welsh Beta Ray Bill for sure.
That's what we sound like in space.
That would rule.
Yeah,
that
a horrible would absolutely Welsh accent.
Rule. Like Australians?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Every accent I have sounds like Australian. Jason Aaron, long running writer of Thor. I don't know. I don't think he has an inside track on the movie because he's not really involved with that.
Yeah.
But he kind of sent out a Twitter post like, I know who I'd want Christian Bale to play and who Christian Bale would be perfect for.
Can I guess? Can I guess? Is it the God Butcher?
No, but people have talked about that too. Mm. But again, that would be, well, it depends on how they do it. Some people were like, he wouldn't do a full CGI character, but that doesn't have to be
CGI. No. It's hard to tell though. He's kind of a, could be kind of a weird actor sometimes. He's been like Batman. Like maybe he wants to do something where he's not.
A cat.
That's true.
And he's been 45 pounds.
That's true.
Yeah, they've talked about Gore, the God Butcher, Dr. Doom. So, yeah, introducing Doom into the... Yeah. Reed Richards, like him coming into this part of the universe. Battery Bill, of course. Somebody else posted Aunt May. It's like the progression of Aunt May.
Finally.
One of the ones that could be is Mephisto, which would be... pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Cool.
But the one that Jason Aaron suggested is a slightly lesser known character. I believe he created him in his arc. Is Dario Agger. Agger?
Oh, yeah, the Roxxon.
He's the head of Roxxon Oil.
Oh, okay.
And he's also a Minotaur.
Yeah. He has like a human form he can take.
Yeah, he eventually like he was just a CEO.
Which like is kind of like a you know, like the sunglasses like slick haired douchebag.
Totally,
he could really tap into American Psycho. I think for that,
absolutely. Yeah. So that'd be a pretty good idea. Like, yeah, depending that'd be on like good. It all totally depends on what direction they're going with the movie. But
I mean that actually. Taika Waititi, if you have like literally this like mythological like character, like figure, kind of creature who's like the head of an oil company or something, that could be fun as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
chop Morbius up with an axe.
on less promising news,
yes.
Scott Derrickson, the director of Doctor Strange, as well as like a lot of horror movies and stuff, has quit or has been pushed aside.
Well, they apparently parted amicably, is what's being reported.
Creative differences, which usually means everyone's happy with how this turned out.
Yeah. So him and Edgar Wright are going to go start up their own universe.
Yes, absolutely. So he's left Doctor Strange in the multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't know if this is like it's rumored or if it's speculation that maybe like he wanted to go way more horror with it and wasn't really allowed to go as far that way as he wanted to. So
which is too bad,
yeah. Especially considering it seems like they've been trying to be more
diverse.
Yeah, as far as styles and as far as like you know the playing to their director's strengths a little more than they had in the past. So if they're trying to like you know if they're clamping down on that a bit, that's not the best sign in the world. But
not to mention, and this is another segue to New Mutants is coming out.
Yeah.
So and apparently is going to officially be part of the MCU. And that...
Maybe.
Wow.
It was posted at the D23 site, posted. The quote was, they called it, a seriously electrifying new addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which immediately got noticed, like, what?
Yeah.
And then they removed that line from the page. Yeah, they did. So, you know, so it could have just been, like, whatever intern they had working on, like, writing these things up, like... just didn't know the terminology, and which is using like Marvel Cinematic Universe to mean like a Marvel movie, or you know if this movie doesn't really.
But it seems weird that like why would you even release it then if it's not part of it?
If you look at the trailer, it doesn't have the Marvel logo on it. It does the 20th Century Fox thing.
Yeah,
there's no Marvel Studios or Marvel whatever on it.
Really
interesting.
That's interesting. It is sort of I thought it was it supposed to be like a period piece of some kind? Like, is it set in like the 80s or 90s or something?
I think the original one was 80s. I don't know if they're, it depends on how they, if they redid it to put it in modern times, I'm not sure.
I mean, depending on how it's handled, if it doesn't directly reference, say, the X-Men or like specifically the Fox version of the X-Men, like whatsoever, I mean, maybe you have like a pretty fun, interesting little way to introduce mutants into that world.
And the idea with it, had been thrown around that's okay, they did these reshoots in order to bridge the gap. And okay, this is going to be the first mention of mutants in the official Marvel universe.
Do they do reshoots before or after the acquisition, though? I don't remember.
Before, during, and after.
As far as I know, they're still doing those reshoots.
Exactly.
From what I'd read something, and I don't know if it's like, again, you never know if something is based on actual information or not, but apparently it's like the original cut that's getting released, though.
Yeah.
That was supposed to come out 2 friggin' years ago.
Yeah. But it looks really good. That second trailer. And see who's in it and like what they look like and just the overall look of it looks great.
Yeah.
And linking to the Derrickson thing, it's supposed to be more horror-esque.
Yeah.
Because it's based on the Demon Bear story, which is full-on horror story.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah.
I can't wait till we do a New Mutants episode so you can tell us about the New Mutants, because I don't know nothing about
New Mutants. I will do that.
On that note, Hawkeye.
All right.
Apparently, reportedly, the Hawkeye show has been indefinitely delayed or on an indefinite
Hawkeye
hiatus.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on there.
Well, according to someone from Disney, no, it hasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just assumed like maybe Jeremy Renner did or said something else.
Well.
That we haven't heard about yet.
There's been... I've heard two different kind of directions. There's what's her name? Haley Steinfeld, who'd been linked to possibly play the kind of Kate Bishop-y sort of character.
Yeah.
She's apparently getting pretty big now.
Mm.
So there's been talk about like, well, they had to put it on hold because they got to wait for her schedule
or something. Okay.
So there's that. And whether she's going to be still part of it or whatever. And then the whole Jeremy Renner, I guess him and his wife were splitting, and there was allegations of spousal abuse.
Yeah.
So that's never good.
No, generally not. You could, frankly, and I think we might have mentioned
let
this
me
in
say
the past,
that he has.
I'd be happy if you cheated him.
Yeah.
We have to say
that's
he,
fine.
He did deny all the allegations.
Oh, sure. So, of course. Yeah, no. I'm not making any.
No.
We have no idea what happened.
No, absolutely not. No, of course not. Like, I'm not making any presumptions there, but I mean, you know.
Oh, I think you are.
Oh, am I? Well, listen.
I want to go on to the world about it.
Yeah.
And I got one more thing. It's very quick. There's some rumors about Morbius, which is coming out. And there was that, we were just looking at, there was like a leaked shot or whatever.
A possible leaked shot of Jared Leto.
Jay Leno.
Plasma.
Here's the plasma? Here's the plasma?
You see this?
Mighty, mighty.
Oh my god.
Think of his jaw biting you. Good
lord. Oh, good lord. No, it's no thank
sever
you.
A limb.
It's like a crocodile. The biting down strength is very strong. on Jay Leno, but if...
He'd never let go.
But he can't open his mouth very strong.
That's true. So he looks very Morbius-y.
Yeah. If that's an actual photo, like it's been questioned whether it is.
We'll find out before this episode comes out.
Yeah, apparently by the time this comes out, maybe like the day before, the trailer is supposed to hit.
There were also some rumors, I don't know if you knew about that, of this, but coming from someone named Daniel Rickman, I guess, who's apparently has a pretty good track record of like... scoops and leaks or whatever the hell you call
Scoopy
it
leaks.
That the movie may directly reference Tom Holland's Spider-Man. Like there might be wanted posters seen in the movie with Tom Holland's face as like Spider-Man, like following up on Far From Home, and apparently could even have an appearance of J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson, like directly tying that into the MCU. Whether or not that actually is true or ends up actually happening, it probably depends on how well Sony and Marvel are getting along this week.
I mean, hell, they could just have Tom Hardy show up in it.
That's true.
Duh. for the home listener, I pointed at my forehead and went, duh.
Welcome to the warm-up.
So this week for the warm-up, we're going to do something that isn't Character Storm.
Yay!
Whoa.
But it's pretty damn close. I don't have a name for this.
Well, make one, goddammit.
It's called Blockbuster Storm.
Yeah.
Where I give you the title of
you a give us a VHS, we got to sit down for an hour and a half and watch the whole thing.
Don't forget to rewind it before returning it, or yeah, they're going to be real upset.
Don't have that problem with DVDs, you know. You don't have to rewind a DVD. Yes, you do. Do you have to rewind a Laserdisc? No, that's stupid.
Spin it.
Laserdisc, the future is now.
Spin a laser circle.
But basically, I'm going to give you guys the title of a movie.
Okay.
Tell me about this movie. Okay?
All right.
First one is Ape Height Index.
Ape Height Index.
Which I got the name of that from a Wikipedia article that listed the heights of apes.
Just to clarify, we need to link this comic-wise?
Sure.
Oh my God.
You don't have to.
Okay.
But if you could.
All
right. So we'll like, what the movie's about.
I will give you a butterscotch.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay. Ape Height Index.
Here's my thought.
Okay. It
might help you out. There's a mountain called Ape Heights.
And that's it?
And that's it.
That's the movie. It's like,
it's a mountain covered in apes, and they have to index the ball.
That's true. Oh.
If they got like a Pokedex, but it's...
It's like a Gorillas in the Mist, but they're just counting.
Yeah, I was thinking like Congo, but on a mountain. Okay. You know, remember that great movie, Congo? Yeah. Now, what if
here,
it was on
here,
mountain?
I have a weird link to the movie Congo.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Costa Rica, and my brother and I did hiking, biking, and rafting from one side of the country to the other.
What?
And part of it was rafting, like down class 4 and 5 rapids, which we didn't really have the experience to do that, but they did it anyway. You're in like 2-man, what are called ducky boats, like they're inflatable kind of canoes.
With a big duck head at the front.
Big duck head, yeah.
And please, a big cute duck head.
So when you fall out and die, they can still see the duck head and go get their boat.
Right.
But they shot Congo on those exact rapids. Oh. I literally came around the corner and went, I've seen this in a movie. Like a big...
That's cool.
One of those...
And it was that gorilla that did sign language?
Yeah. And he just gave me the finger the whole time.
Amy,
Amy,
off.
Yeah.
That was all it did.
Yeah.
So I kicked it out of my ducky.
All right. Second
Anyways.
One. The Night of 1,000 Gasps.
Okay, so this guy's got sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Then, good movie.
Oh, God. This is
art house bullshit.
Yeah.
Darth Vader sleeping.
And finally, Arrow versus Lantern.
It has nothing to do with comics.
No, nothing at all.
Have to.
No, nothing at all.
It's a drama starring Judd Nelson and Judd Hirsch.
Judd Nelson and Judd Nelson. He plays them both.
Judd Nelson.
So there's he's harsh. Being stalked through the jungle, which is lit by endless lanterns, and there's a creature hunting him that can't see in the dark, so he has to take them all out with arrows.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Good movie.
It's terrible.
It's kind of like that
Judd Nelson can't be picky.
That alien one where they hunt people by sound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is... right. They're making a sequel to that.
They are?
Yeah.
It's called Buzzers and...
It's called Shh.
Buzzers and Hammers.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta hammer every buzzer so no buzzers go
They're
off.
They're just constantly going off all through this jungle.
What's wrong with modern world with the buzzers and the buzzins?
Yep.
Well, I almost slipped into like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this his comeback project?
They just got the hammers and buzzers and the Cosbys.
Well, one thing's for certain, we're never doing that again.
My comic version of Ape Height Index would be a wacky buddy comedy where Gorilla God gets his hand on some of the...
Gorilla God?
That's Gorilla amazing. God. Gorilla God gets his hand on some Palmer technology and can't stop growing.
Yeah.
And the Atom has to sort out this wacky situation.
I was thinking Red Ghost with
and
all
he says,
his,
I'm a gorilla, not an ape.
His super apes.
Ah, there you go. That's even better.
And they just keep growing.
He's got to measure those apes.
Yep. Count them.
How big can you make an ape? How big can you make
We're
an ape?
We're going to find out.
That's a Bon Jovi song. How big can you make a name
before you can call it a man?
On my steel horse I ride. I'm counting apes till they die.
Oh, it's right. Oh.
I don't know.
Apes by their size.
Apes by their size.
Bon Jovi famously hates apes, and that's him going on an ape-killing rampage.
Yep.
He counts them.
Oh, and he plays Rampage, but he doesn't play as George.
But he only kills the Jersey apes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got... Yeah.
What the f***?
Should we just start the ridiculous costume segment with talking about the most obvious thing?
The most obvious ridiculous costume?
What is the most obvious ridiculous costume? This week we're talking about ridiculous costumes, and the obvious one goes first, and that would be...
I think, and it's maybe not specifically one costume, but there's a number of costumes that share the same thing. The old disco collar.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Deadman looks really good in that
But it
collar.
Weirdly does. That's the weird thing.
Well,
like sometimes
I guess some of them actually all have that similar thing where he's kind of got that trapeze artist kind of a thing. I guess certain other characters might also have that reason.
Exactly.
But maybe it works for one character who doesn't have a secret identity.
Well, he's hiding his face with his collar.
Oh, that's true.
And also can't see anything coming from his left or right.
Yeah.
Like a horse.
Yeah.
He's got blinders on.
Yeah.
Gotta keep my eyes on crime.
I'm just saying, if you might be famously a circus person whose parents tragically died, maybe you don't want a costume. It's like, hey, I'm a circus guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna talk about Nightwing.
Yeah. Although weirdly, when that first came out, I liked it.
Here's my thing. I think the disco suit is better than the one that came after it.
Oh, where it was
where he had like a very tight neck.
Was it? It was the same color scheme and stuff.
Yeah, he had like
the
yellow
wings
on the shoulder.
Is that when he had like a big long ponytail though?
It was like a pony mullet.
Yeah,
it looked really bad.
I weirdly
should have felt bad about it.
As I was researching this, looking, and I was trying to find, like, okay, how many? Is there any way I can look on the internet to find how many different superheroes have had this ridiculous collar thing? When you try to look up superhero collars, you just look up a lot of dog stuff. Because it just comes up collar. And I'm like, I can't pull it up. But
Superhero collar human. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. It's like, gag ball.
That's Speedball.
Nightball? Nightwing gag ball?
Speedball in the Pendants costume. It's a bit of a gag ball.
That's fair. but I did find on whatever site ranking all of the Nightwing costumes in order. And I came across the one you're talking about. And you know what? I never noticed. It never even occurred to me that that one and the original disco one.
Yeah.
It's the baby blue and then there's the line of yellow. Those are supposed to be wings. Nightwing.
Are you sure?
That's exact because they're feathers. They're feathered. And it was referenced in that article. Huh. And I'm like, that never even occurred to me. Ever. No.
It's almost like they're bad designs.
Exactly. But I do know what you're talking about with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was partially, although they had that one like halfway up.
Really?
The list, saying it wasn't nearly as bad as the original one. And then...
And then what else?
But they're like, ignore the hair, though. They kept saying, ignore the hair.
No,
and it's who
you really can't.
Who drew it and who, because that particular drawing was horrible. But then they also, like, there's so many, like, little variations in Nightwing costumes later on.
Like, does the
blue
go all the way down the hand or does it stop at the cuff?
Yeah.
But frankly, it better go all the way down the hand.
Onto two of the fingers, not three.
Nope. That's the way I likes it.
Spocker shocker.
Yeah. The time Hawkeye wore a miniskirt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had like a miniskirt and vest combo.
That's old, old.
Yeah. This is not... Original Hawkeye is like, you know, standard classic Hawkeye. But this was... I want to say he was Goliath for a while.
Right. Yep.
Which also was kind of... He had like a weird...
Well, they called him White Goliath, right?
Yeah, they did. They had to, yeah. As Goliath, he had almost like this weird little tube toppy thing and like these like metal.
Oh, that was the red.
Metal like armband, yeah, like yeah. shoulder band things. Yeah, I think it was like in a blue.
To keep his pants up.
Oh, absolutely. You need those.
To keep that. Half tank
like,
yeah, to cover his neck.
Clint went this weird period where he was just wanted to show off as much skin as possible. Like in this one, he had like
I've been working on these abs. I got to show them.
Yeah. He had a thin band that was like covering his nips, and then the rest, and then these band things over his shoulders, and then it was just like you just saw everything else in his torso was just bare skin.
I mean, if it was, it was literally a thin band,
just
enough to constantly.
It's thinner than you think, yeah. And then so when he stopped being Goliath, his Hawkeye suit at that point was the miniskirt. His chest was mostly covered, but nothing else was. He wanted to show off them gams.
His junk's hanging.
He really wanted to show off them gams.
I shoot arrows.
If you take the top of Goliath with the bottom of, like, this Hawkeye costume, he's almost naked.
He's wearing a serviette.
Yeah.
No.
Basically, yeah. This is an exhibitionist period.
But they didn't call him Hawkeye. They called him Napkin.
Yeah. So he had, like, it was, like, kind of, like,
he's clean enough.
Oh, yeah. So it was, like, the mini skirt. He had, like, a vest. He had, like, pirate boots. And he also had, like, a Jazzercise headband on, I'm pretty sure.
I remember that.
Goddamn horrendous.
Anytime you put a headband in or something like that, it's always going to go bad. And I am referencing the new Thor. Although I did pick up the new issue.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Second issue's out now?
And no, the first one just came out.
Okay, so I glanced through it.
Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah. And I only bought it. I wasn't even going to do it. Galactus was in it. So I was like, this will be...
And your favorite, Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
What about Aquaman's post-crisis...
The blue,
outfit. Yeah.
I we've talked about this before. I like that one.
I like the blue swirly, whirly one.
Yeah.
I like it, but what's his name? Garth was wearing it for a bit later too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, when he was, I think Garth Typhoon. Ennis?
No. Yeah.
Is that what he went by?
I think so. That sounds right.
And he had like a blue one of that, and then he had a red. You know, it just sounds right. And he had like a red variant of it that just made him look like Carnage.
Really? I don't remember ever seeing that.
I think that falls into one of those situations where, I saw when you look up like lists of like the worst comic, the worst superhero costumes.
Which I didn't even do that in prep for this.
No, I mean like I wanted to avoid.
There would have been so many of those.
I wanted to avoid the ones that come up most of the time. Like that one, for example. Like I get why people don't like it on Aquaman, but it's not necessarily a bad costume.
No,
like people like say like Electric Superman is like the worst costume. I'm like,
it's fine.
It's bad on Superman because it's Superman.
It's not a bad,
but it's not a bad design at all.
Same idea as Nightfall Batman.
Yeah.
Like that's
is that Ezreal?
Yeah, it's an
okay
Ezreal.
Really? Outfit. I put that on my list because I think that's a horrible design.
Ludicrous, but
it's the Cable-esque approach to like load the shit out of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Give like, him a Mr. Sinister cape.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you toned some aspects down, though, it would work fine.
Like, it's just horrible.
I think that Superman costume, didn't they give it to Livewire for a period where she was like trying to go straight and narrow, and it literally was just gave her the same look, the same outfit with like an L instead or something. I'm like, yeah, it looks great. Like, it's not a bad costume at all. But so I like to differentiate, like, what's an actually bad costume?
What else? Just, you know, pouches in general.
In general.
Well, I wrote down anything in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because, but there's a broad swipe. And I, of course, like, there was some good
Gambit's
stuff.
Costume work, despite being just a mishmash of things.
You know what? I saw that on lists of horrible costumes, and I thought I actually like that costume in a weird way. It's a very different, weird design, but it kind of works. It's unique.
It works for him.
Yeah,
totally.
It wouldn't work like if you put the Human Torch in that costume.
No.
Like sometimes, like a lot of people would
be
like,
burns it away every time. Unstable molecules.
You're an unstable molecule.
But like Strife, Cable, Wonder Woman. There was Wonder Woman in like hot pants and like a lift up bra.
That like biker looking
thing.
She had
and you're
like
what is going on?
She had like a bra and like a jean jacket on, or a leather jacket or something, and like bike shorts.
Yeah. Horrible.
Really horrendous.
Well, there was also the Jim Lee redesign from like 5 years ago, if that.
Yeah.
Where
with
she
the
also
pants.
Had the you know, the cuffed jacket.
Yeah.
She basically looked like
X-Men 90s.
Yeah, or Superboy 90s.
Yeah.
Or
anyone from Image who didn't have a bunch of pouches.
The 90s Doctor Fate.
Oh yeah. Ooh. And we've talked about that. We've talked about it a long time ago. Yeah, let's go back.
Bad.
That red onesie with a bunch of like gold
armor. And he had the full on hair thing.
Just absolute like metalhead.
But not that metalhead.
No.
Black Canary.
Oh, the Jazzercise outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunate. Thor in the 90s had one of the all-time worst. So it was during like The Crossing. I think it was in like Marvel versus DC. I don't think it lasted very long, but he had like this teal crop top with his like abs showing off, but he had like giant metal shoulder pads. And he had like a giant honking like metal like okay, a codpiece.
Yeah, I was like, you keep making the motion towards
the junkage.
He's just telling you to suck it. Oh, no, he's going for a power bomb.
Let me pull this up for you.
Thor has had a couple of really bad moments.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, classic Thor is its own thing. It's a weird design when you objectively look at it. Oh my God.
That is not what I expected.
He just showed me a picture. Now that I see it, I have seen it.
He had like the longest flowing hair. He had like a giant honking chain attached to Mjolnir, straps for days. Well, yeah, like look at that like giant metal codpiece. I don't care if you are a god, that is going to fucking hurt to walk around.
That's to make sure that I don't procreate on Midgard.
Not good.
No.
And as I recall, like, you know, Marvel vs. DC was wearing that, and it was just like, no. Unfortunate. Anyway.
Odin thought he had too much pride in his dick.
Chastity belt for Thor.
Late 80s, early 90s, Thor also had, like, the full golden armor kind of look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I never liked.
I just didn't like it when he had a mask on.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Weird. That was part of it. Like, yeah, that was after
Dennis
helmet.
Rodman broke his nose.
It was, what do you call it? Masterson, when he was Thor, had the mask right? Yeah. Which it made sense in a way if it's like literally not actually Thor.
Not actual guy, yeah.
Then that makes sense. But for actual Thor, no, get out of
here.
Well,
it worked for Jane Foster, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I feel that, like that design was amazing.
I feel like
it had the mask.
I feel like if it's technically a fill-in Thor, it's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, OG Thor, no.
Well, we're still talking about 90s, Shatterstar is still...
Oh, yeah.
Like, intergalactic, interdimensional empire look? Like,
oh, yeah, the big... Yeah.
Safe! Oh!
And all of the braids.
Oh, it's horrible.
He's like so many Padawans combined.
The double sword.
Like, yes.
What is that going to do?
He's going to catch you twice. Who was here? Was it Wolverine? No, he'd cut you three times.
Exactly.
Was it Freddy Krueger? No, that'd be four. Was it Shatterstar?
I feel like every X-Force...
Edward Scissorhands?
I think of Boomer or Boom Boom or whatever. Boom,
yeah,
had like that pink outfit with like the big, like a bunch of random like tech and like a big visor and like big shoulder pads. It literally said like Boomer and text along her...
did it? I don't know.
Along her
like
legs, which I feel would play very differently now.
Okay.
Pink and purple, or pink M and purple Magneto.
Yeah. It's not great.
It's really weak.
Yes.
For that like, kind of character.
He's a good guy for the first time ever.
Yeah.
We need to make him different. And then they did.
Yeah.
Quick aside, X-Men 2 for the Genesis, was that called Clone Wars?
Oh,
was it?
I don't know, maybe.
I think it was.
Oh, God.
That's just interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's something clone. Yeah, it might have been clone. You might be right. Yeah.
Kyle is correct. It was called Clone Wars.
Magneto was in that game.
Bad X-Men suits.
There's plenty of them.
The worst one I can think of is
original Rogue. Just look like somebody's grandma. Partially just how they drew her.
Yeah. The hair and everything.
Oh, she was evil. She had the
She's like evil Rue McClanahan.
Yeah.
I'll absorb you after I kiss you.
Yeah. It was like that, the green thing with the, I kind of like the green hood
look. You know what? She's actually had the worst and some of the best designs.
Yeah. I am partial to the Jim Lee, you know, animated series, like era look. Like that, that's, you know.
Other than the giant hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife will very angrily disagree with you. That she's all about that giant hair. Like,
you know what? I understand it, and I like it.
It's of the time. It's of the time.
Totally. I remember there's one. I can't even remember.
It's very it's very Gambit, where it's just like it's of its time, and it's very it just works for that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to see, just like Jean Grey and Storm. And
the rogue, giant hair.
They're like seven hair. Times the size of their own heads.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I might,
but it's beautifully drawn.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Very partial to all of those, even though a lot of them objectively, like, I think a lot of Jim Lee costume design, you could be like, not very good. He's, an amazing artist, obviously, but some of his designs.
Well, he had some good designs, but then very limited. It just, all you could do. You're like, oh, you just did a variation of that thing.
How about if I throw a jacket on it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jim. I don't think so, Jim.
Well, it's fall. It's fall. It's getting cold.
That's true. That's
right. Yeah. It's cold in Westchester. What about
the 90s versions, though? I don't know. I can't not like them.
All of the Ultimate X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Who all had pretty much the same costume, where it was like a gray-blue one-piece thing with short sleeves, because they're cool. And some thin yellow bands across with...
Like across the chest.
Very tiny patches, or not patches, pouches.
Just sort of like, if I had like a band around my chest, it's gonna fall, right? Like, you're not, you're...
Well, you're going like that all the time, like you're...
Like but one side just starts to droop. The width, like, are you okay?
Yeah, now it's asymmetrical. Yeah.
The width, you know, and especially in like jacked up superhero bodies, it's like it's a little wider here and it goes a little bit thinner down here. So it's like I don't think that's going to stay.
If it falls off, they're going to trip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that feel like that should have happened in every issue of those comics, and that would have made it really realistic and gritty.
Skinning their knee.
Yeah, exactly. Tripping. Oh. Cyclops just like, oh no.
I'm out of commission.
God, I got gravel in my Cyclops goatee.
Slips and falls, his visor comes patchy. Up.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
Was it a Van Dyke?
I'm going to...
devil beard?
Yeah. That was so of that era. I'm gonna touch on that in a second, but I'm thinking going back a little further to like the 60s, when the X-Men graduated, they all kind of got their own unique outfits with varying degrees. Like, mostly they were all right.
So it's... Post-Snowman.
Yeah. And I think that's, about the point where Cyclops had, like, you know, his more classic, like, blue, yellow trunks and pirate boots kind of, like, this classic look. I don't remember exactly what Jean Grey was wearing. Is that when she got the green? Yeah, I guess so, when she got the green.
The green.
So some of them were pretty solid.
And then there was Angel.
And then there was Angel, who had that yellow... eyesore with red suspenders and
trunks and suspenders.
Yeah,
he's dressed like a pizza.
I'm an angel of rust. I want to wrestle.
Yeah, that was might have been one of the most hideous things I've ever seen.
He was dressed like he got kidnapped and forced to enter into stump wrestling. That's a joke for Bry's.
Thank you very much.
Jokes for Bry's.
Look it up, everybody. Glorious. But I don't know if that's his worst. It probably is his worst costume for Angel. But like the early 2000s, like 2001 era, when he had that like leather,
like the red leather.
No, like yellow the leather? Well, the black leather. This was like right around the time
leather.
That like
the pink leather
Morrison X-Men was happening, but they had his own side one. He had like this leather outfit, which was very.
Was that when he had a goatee?
Yeah, well, he had like that like soul patchy thing going on.
Okay, but there was a time when he had like a full goatee.
Oh, really?
And like his hair was short.
Yeah, I think that was it.
He was still blue.
He had like a buzz cut, and he was blue, and he had a buzz cut, and he had like a really embarrassing like 2001 facial hair, and he had like this black. It would look like one of the X-Men movie costumes. It had like these weird like thick. Like vacuum tubes, like yellow vacuum tubes running all over it for some reason that didn't seem to serve any purpose whatsoever.
I need to contain my coolness in tubes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so that, and he's flying, you can hear him, it makes a sound.
Yeah, we got that whistly noise running through.
You hear me coming, son of a bitch!
Exactly. Yeah. So that was, that was very.
It scares birds out of his way.
Yeah, really.
So.
Yeah.
Flying deer.
He hasn't, that's the thing, like that, the blue and white classic Angel suit.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's
beautiful.
Great. It's great.
That, or everything else. The red and white.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
same sort
it's
of design.
The same design.
Design.
Yeah.
Same design.
Yeah. I have to bring up Sue Storm.
Oh, of course.
Oh, which one? Which time?
The Power Girl 4 see-through cleavage.
I like that
open
the middle
midriff
of the four
thing.
Was just a loose piece of fabric that she taped between
two. I was like, that wouldn't stay. It'd be like, Well, it's unstable molecules.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unstable, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're unstable. Bad idea. Sue.
You're someone's mom. Yeah.
These are very 90s heavy. Oh.
She's had two kids and she looks like that.
She does.
I would flaunt it too.
That's true. True.
Good
That's
point. True. One I will mention, and it was.
This costume just has a big four over her uterus. Bri, you were saying.
Oh, now I don't know what I want to do.
It's only when she has four kids.
Yeah. Do anyone know Spider-Man 2211?
No.
2211?
It's another future version of Spider-Man, which appeared. Oh, God,
there's another one?
Yeah, I know. But he is, look him up, Spider-Man 2211, 2211. So he's a Spider-Man of the future, and he's got...
The future! Future!
He's got, like, a big red helmet on his with, like, face. The face showing. He's got, like, a big kind of helmet with, like, the, you know, the... face showing here with a bunch of like eyes, and there's almost like kind of like a visor to it, but he's got like these and he's mostly a blue suit with like a white spider symbol I think in the center, and he's got like big chunky gauntlets and boots.
Okay.
But he's got these four red Dr. Octopus arms that have like the hands aren't like Dr. Octopus hands. They almost have like these pointy little fingers.
Bri's making this up now.
No, it's
this
real.
Never existed.
There's like these pointy little human-y fingers, and for some reason it's the most unsettling
wearing
thing.
White gloves.
Oh yeah, if only that would actually make it worse. I don't, something about those Doc Ock arms with the little fingers, little pointy fingers, is very unsettling to me.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, this is a terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible.
And again, it's one of those ones where it might be designed to look dumb on purpose. Like that might be the point. It's like, here's a stupid future costume. Yeah, it's dumb.
That's true.
Like, one of the ones I thought of immediately was, like, Kitty Pryde in that Sprite outfit that was just, like, a gold onesie with, like, random clothes over top of it with leg warmers and roller skates. But that was, like, that was supposed to be the ugliest thing you've ever seen. Like, that was the point.
Honestly, mostly when...
by, a 13-year-old?
Yeah, exactly.
When you Google this, the images that come up are mostly, at least half.
Yeah.
Just people's random drawings of it. They're, like, deviant art.
Of the Spider-Man?
Yeah, and they're pretty bad. Yeah,
like, Michael Ringo, I think, drew it a lot.
He's just praying in front of a cross.
It appeared a lot in a bunch of comics where Michael Ringo was drawing Spider-Man. So Michael Ringo either... Oh, yeah, that's... That's the trade-off, is that it's a design I really don't like, but Michael Ringo drew a lot of it. I'm like, I love Michael Ringo. Yeah. So
I got to bring up Mr. Terrific. The white one. The white guy, Mr.
Griffin, okay.
Where he had Fair Play sticking out of his shorts.
It almost looked like a, like an old school typewriter, like not typewriter, like a cash register, like ching, like no sale, no sale, just popping out of his belt. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it was like green and yellow and red.
What sort of message does that send?
It was a cool belt.
Yeah. I dig modern, like the newer Mr. Terrific with the jacket with Fair Play on the sleeves.
It's not bad. I'm not a huge fan of even that design, but it's passable.
Oh, totally.
But just Fair Play
that
sticking
little,
out.
Just sticking out.
Look it.
Well, it's
because
he
lower.
Had a weird jacket too.
Yeah. Well, everything was weird. It was
yeah.
Just, like, why do you need to have Fair Play anywhere on you?
Because that's what he believes in.
Yeah.
It was supposed to say foreplay, but there was a typo. The costume maker misheard him.
The typewriter in his pants.
Yeah. The
choo 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 choo.
Yeah.
It's loud.
That sound means the show's over.
I haven't even gotten to Black Condor. No, I'm just kidding. But look him up.
Tell us about Black Condor.
He's an old quality comics Golden Age
character. Thanks for coming in. No.
He's got just a pair of trunks, a belt, a diagonal strap, and a big old cape, and otherwise is naked.
Wait, isn't that that's like the old with Uncle Sam, that group.
Yeah, Freedom Fighters.
That, most of those,
like almost naked, like half
almost
naked.
Almost everybody on that entire team are mostly horribly designed.
Yeah. And that is actually, I didn't know, it's a Will Eisner creation, Black Condor. I don't know if he designed the costume, and if so, I'm sorry that I mentioned it.
Sorry, Will.
Oh no, your legacy.
Hey, he was human.
It's true.
He's human like the rest of us.
To err is divine.
It's true. And that's all I have. I highly recommend you Google all of this.
Yep.
But when it comes to Black Condor, safe search off. We will post.
I would say let's post several pictures along with this so that people can see what these costumes are.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Dun, 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 dun.
The 230 episode quest to just get some appreciation. Skin them.
Skin them or a dinky dink.
I was going to say. Is he a rinky dink? Because skin him.
Fuck, why? Why?
Yay! Whoa.
But it's pretty damn close.
Whoa.